I keep on sucking in and out.
What is it like with the second Trump administration trying to do satire? Do you feel, is it better for comedy?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
This is the craziest fucking, like, setup ever for, like, this feels insane.
Nate, tell everyone what you said I looked like.
You look like a, well, respectfully, I said Sarah does look like a sick child.
Wait, I'll go in the position.
Just keep the mic there and don't ever.
Nate, please.
Pull the plug immediately. God, you're fucking annoying, dude. The most annoying sick child.
I'm so cold.
He won't die.
Please, can you give me a sip of...
Now shiver too. You have a good shiver.
Okay. I do have a good shiver.
You have one of the best shivers in the country.
Thank you.
That'd be a good America's Got Talent thing. Hello, everybody. Randy Jackson, big fan. You're gonna make it through whatever you're going through. Thank you. What do you do? What's your skill? I'm a shiverer. I'm one of the best shiverers. All right, go ahead. They start playing like an opera song. No, that sucks.
No, not sucks.
I suck.
Hey.
It's the fucking darkness episode because Sarah's disgusting ass squirm is on. Mm-hmm. So warning, content warning. If you do not feel safe around words like blood, cremation,
doo-doo,
poop,
diarrhea, butt,
brain matter,
Jerry Seinfeld. Well, I thought this was Joy Tactics, not Scary
Well,
Tactics.
Yeah, I know. And that's why this is fucked up that you're on. We're going to be discussing this.
And by the way, sometimes...
More like discussing this.
Shing. You made me laugh like Mr. Krabs. But that's what's funny is that Sometimes the most joyful... Sometimes the most disgusting thing you'll ever hear is the most joyful thing you'll ever...
Wait.
Sometimes the most...
Yeah, you got this,
I know,
girl.
But hold on. Sometimes the most disgusting thing you can say is the most clean thing you could have.
Exactly.
It didn't come together.
Right.
And did you know that when I was watching Jack on stage most recently, Tall Sam said, when Jack was on stage saying, you know, what's funny is, Tall Sam leaned down and whispered into my ear, he's verbal stimming right now.
That's not funny. I'm neurotypical. I'm very neurotypical.
Which you can tell by the way you're holding a microphone.
Yeah, I hold it like, who doesn't, you don't hold it like this? Like a cigarette?
What, you don't like that I finger your girl like this?
Oh,
I finger your girl like this.
You just look at it?
No, I'm looking at something else.
But she feels it.
Ask her. Ask she. So wait a minute. Nah, I can't remember. Oh yeah, Nate, will you do it? Nah, so for anybody thinking, wow, Jack looks uncomfortable and unconfident in that shirt, you're right. I'm insecure about this. Because for those that don't know, this I bought this shirt and then the very next day I saw fucking Tony Hinchcliffe wearing it on fucking YouTube with a black turtleneck up to his tongue.
For those of you who don't have access to be seeing what Jack is wearing right now, Jack is wearing the Lord Licorice 5000 shoes. Show the class. Stand up and show the class.
Not wearing them.
No!
Oh,
surprise, I'm wearing fucking right here. Socks that I got for free from a nice lady. Oh, come on. Those are the most normal shoes in the
those
world.
Those are the Lord Licorice specials.
You come to me dressed like a bisexual Rubik's Cube, telling me that my shoes look like Lord Licorice.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding dressed up like Tony Hinchcliffe at the bisexual at the Polycule meetup.
Mm-hmm. You look like three different meth addicts right now. Don't let me get on the roast.
You're so tall that your heart can't pump oxygen to your brain because it's too far.
You're so fucking... What'd you say?
Your head's too far from your heart because you're so fucking tall.
Yeah, that's real.
Which, stop. Shh. You're so tall, the ceiling fan hates to see you coming, girl. The ceiling fan goes, this is about to be the French Revolution the way I'm about to be beheading this man. Did somebody eat cake in here? Did
somebody say head?
All right, we're just going to leave and just Sarah can just kind of just...
Nate's so fat.
How fat is... Well,
wow.
What's going on?
Nate's so fat.
Curious how where this is going.
You know, you realize Nate's lifelong journey with body fat percentages, right?
And you guys know my lifelong journey with having a fat fucking ass. Exactly. Yep. You just told a sick child with a fat ass. Well, you know, Mike, can I tell my big joke to the podcast?
If you want to burn it.
I'm so fat that my walk-on song for my show tonight is going to be...
You are fat. You know, you're not fat compared to maybe most people, but compared to like a fucking like ants and stuff, for anybody right. thinking that.
Right.
It's
right.
all about perspective.
The way ants think I'm a pog.
Ants look at you like, we got to do something about this. She can't, if she's one of us, they're not convinced yet that you're alert. A human.
That should have been the intro for this. Pog alert. Pog alert.
This is
Sarah
National
is on the podcast.
I said to you guys today, this morning at breakfast, before my big poop, you guys are going to put in a sound effect every time we say a disgusting word.
Yep.
After I took my big breakfast poop.
No, we're not going to do it.
Fine, then do the sound effect every time you say something.
Like, yeah. Whose line is it anyways?
Yeah.
Like a squishy type of thing? Is that what you're thinking?
That's good.
Disgusting.
I'll do kind of like a live sort of what are those called?
Soundboard.
Foley artist.
Fucking disgusting. So say that again.
So this morning after I took my breakfast poop.
Disgusting.
Sound effects by Nate. And then I'll do the soundboard for the soundboard. You see what I'm saying? I'll do the copyright with the watermark. Because you know people are gonna always trying to steal your intellectual property.
Right, right.
This is not royalty free.
No, it's not. Nothing in life is.
Wait, so you have to do the audio watermark over what he's saying.
That's
so
So let's do it again.
Okay. All right. This morning after my breakfast poop.
Yo, that shit's not disgusting. That sound effects. Don't even try and steal this shit.
What would be your mustard?
Mustard.
Yeah. Mustard. That is so sick.
Why did you have to do it like Vegeta?
Mustard.
Call me.
Yeah, what's everyone's mustard?
Mustard? Mine's probably... You gonna finish that?
Okay.
Something like that.
Mine'd be, hi!
Oh my god.
Hi! Hello!
I have this sketch idea that no one thinks is funny of a... What's it called? Who's the guy that wears the cage on his face at the baseball game?
Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, the umpire?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The cage on
Who's
his face.
Who's the guy who wears the cage on his face?
I get it.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I
was
telling
you last night that I've grown to appreciate sports recently.
Right. Okay. Right. So what about the umpire?
That cage face gets hit in the head so many times during a baseball game that every time a batter comes up to the plate, he goes, hi, what's your name?
Wait.
Well, you're a great
Sarah,
performer on the show. You're a great, you know. We're your friends, so we can tell you this.
Just walk me through this, because I legit do not understand this.
So the umpire gets bonked on the head so many times with the pitches.
Okay.
That when a batter comes up to the home plate to hit the ball, he like kind of doesn't really know where he is. And
saying he has CTE.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
He has sudden infant CTE.
Yeah, he has sudden adult brain trauma.
What about a stand-up bit where you say, like, do an impression of the guy who invented the umpire cage mask, and he's kind of fed up with getting hit in the fucking... All right, one more pitch, and then I really think we should invent maybe something.
I'm about to burp, so get ready.
Okay.
Ugh, gross.
Nate,
disgusting.
Sound effects. Don't try and steal this shit or we're sending Luigi to your house.
Wait, okay, Sarah, do you have any... People love this shit, by the way.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
no,
do.
They don't.
What, podcasts?
No, tacticians do not give a flying fuck whether I live or die. They don't give an FF whether I L or D. And I'm saying this to you guys. This is what I was saying after I took my morning poop.
Fucking what the fuck?
I just heard a Nate sound effect. Why do I like it?
Yo,
Nate
what?
Cologne soundboard.
I said to you guys, I was like, I said, all of your fucking, all the Joy tacticians are stunning. They all look good. They're cute. They're like, you
they
know,
follow our fitness program. They buy
respectful.
Our face products.
And
our,
I'm like,
they drink responsibly.
Why don't y'all guys want to come to my shows, y'alls?
You have the craziest, most decrepit, just locked in a dungeon, just came out of a cage fans on the planet.
And I love them. I truly do. And I told you guys at breakfast that
demonic.
The best audience member interaction I ever had was when he burst backstage with a gift for me, which was a noose. An audience member came to the show and said, I made you something. And it was a noose. And there was a pumpkin guy hanging from it with the X's for eyes.
A real guy?
Well, he was a pumpkin. He had a pumpkin head and a little body.
Now we're back to the Sarah Squirm type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's what I wanted to ask you, Sarah. People, yeah. This is what I was getting to. People love the sketches that don't make it on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Do you have do you talk about this like in... Like, do you have a sketch
reveal.
That you pitch?
Is this behind the paywall?
No, it's not.
No, this is for free for everybody.
Well, then I don't want to spoil.
Because you have a good one that you've been trying to pitch, and you're going to save Seth Meyers or something?
No, for making...
Why did I like that? Disgusting. Nate Verone sound effects, fucker.
No, I still want to make the sketch, but I gave you guys one.
Oh, okay. Hi. I was just seeing if you had any more, you know, anything that you could just drop for the, you know, the
I
SNL
I actually
heads.
Came up with a couple ones on the plane last night. Let me open up my notes app.
Sure.
Okay.
It's a great app.
Let's see. No, do waiting music while I look at my notes app.
Well, we were watching.
I came up with one on the.
Let's fucking hear it right now.
It's Foley artists, doing sound design for like a old timey like Victorian movie where like a guy is like on a horse, and he's like hello chip chip hello, and so like you see the Foley guys doing like the coconut shells for like the horse hooves like. And then, you know, tree branches, whatever. And then the horse, like, steps in a puddle of mud. And you hear, like,
bust a nut.
Well, it cuts to me with the mic clearly up my butt. And then they're like, come on. And they're like, come on, we were using that mic. And I'm like, do you want the fucking sound or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Not one smile, not one laugh.
Just because we're in the writer's room.
That's fucking going on the show immediately.
Your mouth has to, yeah. They couldn't hear that well when you just did
so
that.
So I put the mic in my, legit, I just put the mic in my butt. And I went, like, remember that, the kid who got his World of Warcraft taken away and was like.
Yeah, he puts it in. Yeah, that's a good one. I wonder what he's up to.
He probably works in finance in Austin, Texas.
Oh, he's doing UX for sure.
But I put the mic in my butt and was like. Maybe
it's humorous because in an ordinary scenario, you would never have such a disgusting behavior taking place. It's not necessary. But here we have such a strange individual acting this way.
Joy tactics.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm. You guys are getting shy around me.
Well, it's not often we have such an amazing and talented and lovely comedian in our graces. You see that?
That's how
you fucking talk to
a woman.
A woman, dude. Jack. Take some notes, man.
I don't do that shit. I treat everybody the same. If I'm gonna fucking, you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna punch a dude, I would never punch a chick unless it was maybe for a religious reason, but
okay.
I said last night, I said, you know what? Nate just makes you feel like a superstar when you hang out because you know that what people need to hear. Well, people like me who have black holes, infinite black holes inside of them, they just need to hear something nice.
Yeah, of course.
This is the value, though, of different relationships.
Right.
Because you need somebody to...
And Nate built me back up.
I'm honest with you. He is just trying to get in your good
graces.
Well,
you know I'm lying to you, right? You know I'm like, everything I tell you is just a complete fucking lie.
The nicest thing you ever said to me was like, you you should start a podcast. You've got some things to say.
I truly mean that. I literally do. I think you'd be a great like solo
also,
podcast.
Also, what
second.
Do you have to say?
Hold on a second. Last night, let's get real. Last night, I said, Sarah,
why
you know
you
what?
So
you
far should... away from the mic.
I think it's all right.
Okay.
Last night, I said, Sarah, you know what? You should have a podcast. You should have a solo podcast and have friends on now and then. Like, that'd be fun. And you said, no, I don't want to do that. And then you said, you know what? One time, Nate told me to have a podcast. Right. And that was such a good idea. You said it immediately. And so I'm starting to think, maybe I am nice to you. But sometimes at a certain point, Sarah, when I keep giving you cookies and getting bit on my fucking hand for it, eventually, I'm going to stop giving you fucking cookies. How do you like that?
You start giving me poison.
I can't wait to be a dad and start saying poems to my fucking kids like that.
Threatened. Start saying poems to them like, if you start drinking the Gatorade, you better believe the monkey's gonna come in and dig the rabbit
hole. My kids
hole.
Are fucked because first of all, they're never gonna exist, but second of all, they're still gonna be trying to just learn English as I am, and then I'm gonna be hitting them with code words all of a sudden.
My dad, as you know, doesn't speak a lick of English.
Well, he's bald. What do you mean he doesn't speak English?
He just will say stuff like, dude, remember that piece?
English.
And it's like, that could be a restaurant. That could be a jacket. That could be a thing. Yeah.
Damn. The
like,
freestyle.
Like, dude, that was an amazing piece.
Yeah.
And it's like, that could literally refer to anything. It could be a pizza restaurant.
It's a John.
Yeah, my dad has it. Yeah. It's a John.
It's a Philadelphia John.
Like a John can be... Oh, wait, what was the John joke we wrote?
I can't remember.
Is this... I would pick up a candle on a table at a show and be like, hey, Philly, is this a John? Is this phone a John?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand. What is a John?
In Philly, they say John as a substitute for anything.
It's a colloquialism.
What's up, John?
Like
that.
Like this is like, oh, like this is a John.
Am I wrong to say that it's like a spin on the word joint? Yo, this joint is tight. Yo, this John is sick.
Oh, okay.
J A W N
Pog.
That's a nice John there.
Yo, let me see that Johnson.
I got that John.
Let me see that Johnson now. Before I start to get violent, let me see Wayne.
Legit try to do the falling riff run.
Can I auto-tune it?
Yeah. Like, actually try to get the notes.
That wasn't right. I keep on falling in.
Really Jesus, good. You're like passing away at the end there.
Could you do it?
I keep on falling in and out. Oh, no. With you, I'm never the someone. When I'm loving you,
oh. You think someone listening just got in a car accident? Unrelated.
Do you think Wes Anderson in the hotel room over is just popped out of bed and went, I think I just found the stars for my next symmetrical movie.
Dude, when something's in the center of a frame,
bro, please tell me your next John is fucking symmetrical. Please, dude.
Wes Anderson, more like Wes Shapes, you know. More like Triangle Anderson.
He's in the hotel we're at, apparently.
Allegedly. Well, To be fair.
Wait, yeah.
Every single person within a 3-mile radius of this building looks exactly like Wes Anderson.
That's true.
Austin, you've got some splaining to do.
You got some symmetrical splaining.
The vibes are lethal in Austin, Texas.
I would say every like coffee shop I've been to has been like nightmarishly packed. Like, it's like everyone there is fucking working from home at the coffee shop.
If
there's
your
so many...
job is on a laptop, it's not real.
Oh, great. By the way, saying that with what's going on with the fucking Trump administration, meanwhile, because you know they're firing people left and right. Yeah.
Doggy style.
Yeah. The doggy style.
What's Elon Musk's favorite sexual position?
Doji style.
Yeah. yet.
What's Elon Musk's second favorite sexual position?
Stop. Let me think about it. Jumping up and down.
69ing. He probably likes that. Why not?
I don't think. I bet when he takes his pants off, he has a smooth.
He doesn't have the Ken doll.
He's got that Ken doll.
He's got the horse dot MPEG.
I bet you he's fucking like Napoleon style. You know? Did you see that movie where he's like, he just like, done. You know what I'm saying? Just busting and then just bye, Grimes.
No, but I think he's like,
here's a kid.
I think he's like effed up on ketamine all day. So can you do anything if you're like, wait, do your Elon Musk? It's really good.
Hello, I'm Elon Musk.
I don't think I can do that. USA, USA. That's the best I got.
I saw a clip of him being like, comedy should be like, he was saying like, he was talking about how comedy is the woke shit, and he's like, we need to bring comedy back. You know, like.
I don't take him in. I don't.
Did you meet him? Wasn't he on hosting when you were?
Not in my tenure.
Really?
Not in my tenure. I don't perceive him or take him in. I can't take it in. I don't want to see or hear. Because right. That would be the DJ disgusting. Yeah, let me do mine. Do a watermark over this.
Okay.
The DJ disgusting.
Oops, I did it too late.
People can cut that. So your shit's all over the internet now.
Wait, I'm going to tell an insider celebrity secret, and you have to do a beep over it.
Please.
Okay, so my...
No, come on. Wait, you just don't say the name.
We don't want to edit. We really don't want to edit.
Yeah,
don't
but say no, the name. That's what I'm saying. Say beep.
Oh, say it right now.
Okay.
Well, then we are not going to hear it. Then
pause, okay, and I'll do the beep. Okay.
Okay.
All right. When you're going to give the name.
Okay. I'm going to start with the name.
Okay. So you want me to start with a beep then?
Yeah.
Beep. Royalty. Thought this shit was royalty free.
Has a 15-year-old
kid. What?
I said the gossip from last night.
And then you said, oh, I do know what. So she did. Okay. Can I try saying it?
Yeah. So do you start with the beep?
Actually, I don't want to even do this.
Okay.
Unless I'm really going to say it in the... Oh, all right, I'll say it.
I mouthed it.
Okay.
So that it just like worked as like a live effect.
So would you rather have a billion worms all fucking shooting guns at you, nasty style, or what's the most... Can you paint just like the most disgusting fucking image that you could possibly think of?
Me? Well, you know about the image. You know that I had an intrusive thought from something that I made. What just happened?
I'm like the David Blaine of strange sound effects.
Just mid-conversation, you just hold up the top of a plastic water bottle.
Keep going. This is like military.
Wait,
Marine training.
What is that you're doing?
It's a water bottle cap. And I went like that.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
That was insane.
That just like stunned me in my tracks. Oh. Okay.
I think I've got my
intrusive thought. Okay. That so deeply disturbed me to my core for weeks that I lost sleep over it. Because I was making this thing. The two of you are asleep right now. You put your mic down.
Focusing.
Let's go.
I was making this little video where I like wanted to do this. I actually come to think of it, the video was kind of bomb. But like I was making a video where I unscrew the top of my skull and then I open it and my brain is like a pink goo fondue fountain, like as if my brain matter had been like melted and turned into like a fondue fountain, and then I was like putting like cookies and cheese in there. So the video that I made was like a cardboard paper mache skull, and I unscrew the top, and then there's like a cool, like I made like a legit little fondue fountain out of pink goo, and then I did whatever. But in order to like get into the headspace, like, I was like, okay, how am I going to, like, make a little skull that I can unscrew the top of the head off? I, like, really legit put myself in the mind space of, like, I am sawing the top of my skull and unscrewing it, like, to get it off. And then I just had this intrusive thought sensation for legit weeks where feeling like I could legit feel like bone on bone unscrewing on my skull, and I couldn't. I just was like lying awake every night just thinking about it.
Jesus Christ. You know, you could just make like observations about like life, society, relationships.
Dating's,
you know,
kind of weird. Yo, did it. Yo, dating's kind of weird.
There we go.
Right?
Yeah, there we go.
So the other day I'm walking down the street, right? I go up to this guy and I stick a fucking knife in his head. I start unscrewing it and I yank it open. Blood's coming out. I mean, I'll tell you what I did. I told you all this, but last night I had an amazing dream where there was an intruder who busted into our house and was trying to push my girlfriend or punch her even. And so I took a rock and I had it in my head like, I'm going to crack this guy's head open. That's what I want to do. And then I cracked his head open and I did the responsible thing. We put him in a trash bag. We called the cops. The cops came and took his body away and then woke up feeling good.
And I said to Jack, I was like, your dreams are violent because your unconscious is like, listen to me, Jack, please listen to me. I'm trying to talk to you.
So you're into dream analysis.
Yes.
I'm finding.
Yes.
Do you have crazy ass dreams, Sarah?
I do.
Are they violent? What's
sometimes
recurring?
I have recurring nightmares basically every single night that I'm trying to scream and no one can hear me, or I'm like on stage and I'm trying being like, please somebody listen. No, so I have like a throat chakra thing. I have a lot of like hang ups about my throat chakra, which is where like expression is and stuff like that.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have recurring nightmares and I'm on stage and the crowd is really unruly and I'm like, please listen to me. And like, you can't hear me.
Well, you know
I did that at my 9-to-5 job. I would scream silently at my desk. I would be like this, like just by myself and just go.
Jesus, Nate. This CCTV footage of you somewhere in the world.
Oh, 100%.
For the listeners at home, I don't even know how I could describe what I just saw.
Yeah. Probably a physical
Did
comedy masterpiece.
Did it help?
Yeah, I got out something, you know? I think so.
Did it help when you fell from heaven?
It helped God that he was missing his little angel. Jack just waggled his eyebrows at me.
Waggled.
Am I the worst podcast host you've ever had?
Yeah. And we have a lot of guests.
When you guys have another person who isn't Eric, the two of you go like basically insane.
I feel fucking crazy right now. No, you come on, tell us a little bit more behind the scenes.
You're afraid to let
SNL.
Women in. That's what it is. Joy Tactics is afraid. You guys want to. You guys want to let women in, but you're afraid.
Look at our demographics. Look at our demographics.
Thank you guys so much. I think we're going to wrap up, really. How long have we gone right now? Yeah, this is good enough. Yeah, 28 minutes. This will be good. Thank you guys so much for listening.
You're afraid to let me in.
You think I'm afraid of women? You think I'm afraid of y'all?
Actually,
you guys are smaller than me, man.
I'm afraid of women because of their, you know, incredible political power and determination.
Right.
Not anymore.
No, but they will come back. Trust me.
Nate actually talks to women better than basically an OBGYN, basically.
You mean like at the bar and stuff?
Just like Nate, just like you were like, Sarah, you should start a podcast. And I was like, how dare you don't speak to me or look at me ever again for the rest of your life. Nate was like, Sarah, you should start a podcast because you just have so many like interesting things to say. And I was like, blink, blink, blink. Really? Thanks, Nate.
You know, I think start it's because I grew up with an older sister, and maybe that's it.
I just, yeah. Wait, I grew up
Your
with an
older sister. Your mic just
fucking... Oh, fucking hell. That's it.
Jesus.
Has it been gone that whole time?
I don't know how long. All right, hold on.
It's fine. Joy Tactics. Okay, I gotta pee real quick.
Right.
Pee.
Attention, perverts. This is the time to like lock in right now.
And, well, I said pee.
Oh. Yo, what the? Disgusting. Man,
Verona owns this sound. Stay away or I'm going to get you again.
I'm going to pee. And I told them to keep rolling because I was curious if you could hear the pee. Because
how loud is your, like, there's no way that it's even going to be perceptible.
It comes out like one solid block. When I pee, it's like a machine gun pee.
It's like
nothing.
Machine gun pee.
Machine gun.
Is that
Pee-Lee?
Machine gun Paul, the Kelly guy's brother?
All right, I'm gonna play this busted stand-up clip that all right. Carmen sent me. This is a guy. This is a dude. Also, do you know what we need to talk about? Have you seen Mr. Nasty? People have been.
Is it a food guy?
It's a guy on Instagram, and he's just like, dude. Maybe I'll pull up a video of his, but people are like. Anybody rocking with Mr. Nasty? Uh-oh. And he's like a dude with like gelled hair and he just kind of like has his, I can't even describe him. I can't do him justice, but he's like quite hilarious. All right. This is a stand-up clip, a busted stand-up clip from a guy named Adam that I'm going to play for you guys.
Yes, I'd like a pizza, please.
All right. Let me put this up.
Starting on camping. I hate camping. Because what are we going to do if we run out of food? We'll call for a pizza? Ring, ring, ring. Yes, I would like a pizza, please. Where are we? Great question. I would like to know that answer, too. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're by some rocks and trees. Remember that one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't even get me started on...
Incredible. Let me pull up Mr. Nasty right now. Jack, I think I even just go, like, I'm just going to be playing, like, just... reels from my phone.
Okay, and you want me to do like ridiculousness style, like
yeah.
Yo, that clip was crazy. I mean, what did I just hear? Pizza in the woods.
Okay, here we go. This is just a clip. This is his pinned clip right now. He has 14,000 followers.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, this isn't his normal vibe. He's usually.
I had a match on the Bumble dating app today, and you know what? I just gotta say.
Oh shit, he's showing a picture of a chick.
Bumble might just be the best dating app. Because I rarely send likes, right? Not a lot of people get my juices flowing. But sometimes I'll send a like and it'll be like, hey, you just matched with this person. They're 20 miles away. And I'll speak to them and I'll be like, where are you from? And they'll be like, oh, I'm from LA. And I'll be like, why the fuck did Tinder even show me who that person was? Like, what the fuck? And they were actually kind of a cool person. Like it would have been nice to, you know, talk to them more, where it meant something.
No, we all had our ears up.
Turns out I didn't. You know, that was kind of a bummer. That was like a month ago. That was the last time I even like did anything on any dating app. I got on Bumble today and I hit a like and it matched with that person. Now she's in Lodi and I'm in Sacramento, so that's 20 miles away. So I already messaged her, told her, hey. All
right, this is fucking busted. We're looking up hilarious Instagram reels. Are you obsessed with anyone right now online?
Yes, any weirdos? I'm obsessed with what's that like viral, like seeming what? What are you looking at? You're like rocking back and forth.
No, I'm looking at your levels right now.
Are you obsessed with anyone right now?
Yeah. The I Am Legend podcast hosted by some of those zombies. I like that movie.
Do you guys know that it's like, it's seemingly like AI or something? Is this like AI account called like Zach D Films? And it's like,
no,
3D recreations of what the fuck?
We did it. Everyone who is associated with Joy Tactics needs a manners lesson. We need to go to manners school. Be respectful.
Whoops, I don't know respectful.
Don't tell me about manners. I am whatever you say I am. Suck it, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Keep talking. See what I do.
You don't got manners. You got girl manners.
I know manners.
Girl? Huh?
I know manners better than anybody because my parents sent me to a wilderness program when I was in high school. And guess what? I learned to always.
And now you have nightmares
about.
Let
the girls sit down first. You stand behind the chair. Let them sit down. And that's all I remember from the couple weeks.
Jack got sent to wilderness school and wonders why every single night he has a nightmare. Hello?
Yo.
My bad.
I'm so attuned to Jack's, like, every molecular movement.
Well, because you're every time I get a little tired or, like, that you take it personally. And you're like, why the fuck do you fucking hate me? And it's like, I'm tired.
You'll get tired and, like, go somewhere in your mind. And I'll notice immediately from across the room and start hysterically laughing because I know
Just know that every time I go somewhere in my mind, I'm freestyling.
I believe that.
Jack thinks that he can have one feeling around me and think my Pisces ass isn't going to pick it up.
Oh, you're a Pisces.
Pisces.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
What Jesus. Are we doing for my birthday?
What is your birthday?
March 7th.
Yo, SpongeBob Marathon.
That's coming up. March 7th.
I know.
Damn.
The last time I had a huge party, nobody came and I took it really personally.
Yeah.
And I had a sustained panic attack for like legit 6 hours and I went like blind with fear. Because like it was the Oscars and like people were like, oh, I'm like watching the Oscars. And I was like, respectfully, what the fuck are you talking about? I had a karaoke birthday and legit dear personal friends of mine were like, ah, it's the Oscars. I was like, well, bitch, you're not in it. Listen, my fucking check, you were not nominated. So what does it matter to you?
Wow, you need some new friends in your life, I think.
Yeah, the two of you are the first to go.
Stay, and we're gonna get you a new group of respectful, you know, I don't know, some...
If it's between... If a person who's asking me to not pay attention to the Oscars in the film industry, who calls me a friend, that's not a real friend. Trust me.
Oh, you weren't there.
No.
There was a good 1 hour of my Elena never reveals her age, but my 30th birthday, where there was a giant empty room in the main room at TVI, disco ball going, 4 people in the room, my mom, my dad, Lauren Servideo, me.
Lauren and I was Michaels.
He didn't show up.
Did you invite him? Would he show up to a birthday? Does he go to like, hey man, like we're all going to fucking Dave and Buster's, like you want to come through?
I want, if I did it like somewhere like nice with it, he probably would. Style. But you know, my crunchy ass was in Queens having a karaoke. Should I do that again? A karaoke birthday for my birthday?
Yeah.
It was basically the worst day of my life. Throwing a birthday party for yourself. I just should fucking kill him. I'll blow my brains out.
I know. That gives me anxiety is like hosting a birthday party because you're like, it's like a birthday should be about like having the best day possible.
Or it should be mournful. It's like, you know what? Fucking think about your life. Look at where you are. Look at yourself. Look at how you're acting right now. Are you serious? Really?
But it can be stressful, you know, hosting a party and then you're like, wondering who's gonna show up and then some people flake out and you're like, really? Like you're gonna fucking, this is my birthday, dude. I thought we were better friends than this.
That's what Sarah does every year to me.
What?
Every year I have a birthday dinner and you go, oh, I know there's a strike right now, but I gotta go. There's like a premiere and it's like technically not crossing the picket line.
Legit one time. He can't get over it. One fucking time.
No, it's two times.
I didn't go to his
and then there's
dinner.
Also the year before that, we went out to a Chinese dinner, and I have a picture on my fridge of everybody at my house, and you didn't go.
Wow.
I was at, Wasn't I at work? Didn't I get you a
I call out phoniness when I see it, man. I can't help myself. I'm a soldier of truth.
Why
much like AOC.
Why didn't I go to that? Didn't you go to P.F. Chang's?
Yeah, that's fun.
Where Dan was there.
Yeah.
He's my surrogate.
Surrogate.
I send him in my honor.
Dan, your BF?
Mm-hmm. No, it's all good. I don't
That's
care
right.
about...
This, I have this a is boyfriend. The... To all you thirsty joy tacticianers listening out
they're
there.
They're so thirsty, too.
Being, like, legitimately...
No, they're all married.
They are, too, yeah.
What?
I met a guy last night who was like, I have, like, 3 kids. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but we're in Texas. Respectfully.
Right.
The home of kids. So what I'm saying is, though, I got to remember it. What were we talking about?
You just wanted to erase
birthdays.
Nate's narrative.
Birthdays. Oh, yeah. Oh. You know who had the most goated birthday vibe and impression on me? Is our dear friend Thomas Kelly, Chicago boy. And one time, I remember it was his birthday, and we all went out to, like, get those bags of shrimp, like the Louisiana style, mm-hmm. whatever, not like American boil? Hot pot. Boil? Yeah, boil.
Craw boil.
Yeah. And then he picked up the bill for fucking like nine of us. And I was like, that is crazy. It's your birthday, dude, and you're using it to plant seeds of joy within the people in your lives' hearts.
Here's a joy tactician rule number 9006 on how to be extracting and creating joy. Hmm. Pay for your friends' meals. Put the card down.
Did you hear her? You heard that, right?
That's right. We're going omakase tonight, and Nate's picking up the check. Oh my God, there is a really good restaurant we should go to.
What's it called? And what type of food is it?
It's sushi. And it's called something.
Sarah.
What?
Sarah got, we're in Austin, Texas. Sarah got pad thai last night. We're getting sushi tonight. Come on, man. They do Tex-Mex. Well, they do barbecue.
Here's my problem. I want to ride a fucking bull, and I know I'll be blowing ass, diarrhea crazy if I have barbecue or like queso before getting on that thing.
Wear a diaper.
I do need padding before sitting on the bowl because my hemorrhoids are on fleek right now.
Your hemorrhoids are slaying. Slay queen.
They're eating it up and leaving not a single crumb.
They're serving
boots cunt the house down.
Cunt hemorrroids.
Oh, no. Title of that.
Beep. Come on. Don't let him say that.
Oh, sorry. Beep. Oh, well, what happens when I say it? You got to say the remit, the watermark. Cunt hemorrhoids.
Jack Benson. We're on the track.
No, it's Nate's sound effect.
Stuff.
What? No, Nate's...
Oh, I have to do the disgusting
thing.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
We need a conductor. This Hello. Podcast should have a conductor.
I know.
Hello, Town. Hello, young mommy.
You could never go on Joe Rogan's podcast because he hates when people interrupt each other.
Dear Joe Rogan, if you are listening to this right now...
Which he is.
I want to go on your podcast more than anything in the world. Could you imagine me up against those curtains like, hello, Joe.
Hello, freak bitches.
Can you talk about, let's practice. Yeah. Do you have anything to say about the Egyptian pyramids and their formation and the time
Egyptian
period inconsistencies?
The Egyptian pyramids go down 9 miles into the ground. Next.
All right, trans athletes, go.
Trans athletes.
Let them cook. Next.
Aliens. No, you have to spend 3 hours on that a day.
What's his
Aliens, problem? Go.
They're here and they're warning us to back off the nukes. Next.
Wokeness in this current political climate.
It's good, actually. Next.
Steroids and how good they are for you and they at the age of 50.
They're not. They make your penis small. Next.
And that's it. That
Unless
was
you're
it.
A comedian who wants to take them to look really respectable on stage, then hats off to you, sir.
What's your favorite movie? Got it, Nate. I got this.
Thank you, man.
This Clifford.
Clifford the what? Which one?
Clifford the Martin Short.
That shit is so good.
That is a laugh extractor.
Yeah.
That is a
You should do the Clifford reboot. I could really see you playing that character.
I couldn't hold a candle. I couldn't hold a single flame. I ever tell you guys about the time that we did a show in Detroit and Ruby got heckled by a candle?
A candle? What did it say?
A guy just came dangerously close to the stage with a candle
that
like this.
That is very Ruby McAllister.
Yo, what?
That is how she would get
silence
heckled.
In silence?
In silence.
What was the point? Like to give her...
We kind of realized that basically every single person at the show was on crack and there was a guy in the back scribbling on the walls with a crayon and there were a bunch of juggalos there and the floor was dirt and there were more dogs than people. You guys think that I haven't seen this life? I've seen things that you would make you shiver in your boots.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
I've seen things that make you shiver.
Sarah,
in
do you
your
know what
boots.
You were? Do you have any past life readings? Have you ever done something like that?
I believe that me and Ruby McAllister were in World War I trench warfare, and we were gay lovers in a trench together in World
Male
War
Male lovers?
Did you get
Male.
The foot?
We got the foot. Mm-hmm.
And you guys were hooking up in the trenches
with the foot.
People were fighting.
We had we were like in love and we couldn't let anybody know.
Right.
And we were in,
but it was so obvious that you guys were jerking each other off.
Yeah. Yeah, and we did have the foot. And I actually, when I was a child, who's texting? Is that you?
No, nobody's texting.
Who's texting you?
Do not disturb.
Who's texting you?
I have business.
Everyone you text is in this room right now.
I have business.
I had visions when I was a child. I was like obsessed with scurvy.
Scurvy.
I had a deep
disease, right?
I had a preoccupation with scurvy as a child. I think it's like a little bit like, I don't want to eat my green beans. You know, whatever.
What is scurvy?
That's what pirates get.
So basically what
Popeye?
It's like when people who were on a ship would have to eat like salt preserved meats. And they would just eat all the salt and no vegetables. It's what you get with no vegetables.
Jordan Peterson does this only.
Got it.
So what's that?
We're in Texas. We might as well go find out right now.
Carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet. It's when you only eat Carmen Christopher special for breakfast.
Carmen Christopher special on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Check it
right
out.
Now. This is a sponsored ad right now.
But I think that in a past life, I also was a sailor on a ship. Like legit, and I think I had scurvy, and I have like I legit have like memories kind of like eating like preserved meat out of a barrel.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could really
that
see
checks
that.
Out.
What kind of barrel? See
like
how good
legit
I'm getting at this?
Wooden with like a little spigot.
Oh.
I was there. And as a child, like, I was like, I have memories of being on a ship. And also, I would have a recurring dream where, when I was a child, that I was on a ship that was transporting a large vat that had a shark in it. Which is kind of, like, basically, like, the story of... Basically, I will have a dream about the story of Dracula. Because they, like, transported him on the ship in the coffin, but instead of a coffin... It was a vat full of sharks.
Right.
Right. Mm.
I think you're going to be, I know that you say that and you feel, no, and you feel very like, I'm weird, I'm crazy. You're going to be shocked how many people probably have the literal exact same thing to say. Because people are basically, I feel like I've heard that before just in the Joy Tactics comment section.
Every single night we meet each other in the realm of the unconscious.
In the fucking pregame lobby.
What is your recurring dream, Nate?
You know what? I don't have a recurring dream, really. I used to, when I was a child, this is crazy. I used to have a recurring dream when I was a child that I was being chased by Charlie Chaplin. Okay, now get this.
Dude.
My birthday is October 27th.
No. No.
Charlie Chaplin died on October 27th. I had recurring dreams of him climbing over fences, chasing me as a fucking 4 to 5 year old child. I had never seen a Charlie Chaplin movie in my life. I didn't even know who he was.
I think
I was Charlie Chaplin in a past life.
I think you were. Also because like everyone in your dream is like a reflection of like a fraction of like your ego or something.
Right.
So you were running away from the person that you would become, the clown, the jester.
God damn it. Yep.
The silent jester.
Yep.
I had a lot of dreams where I'm a school shooter. What the fuck does that mean?
I told you what it means.
I don't remember.
Your subconscious is going, help!
But it's,
help!
What does it need help with, though? Because I feel like I'm not that busy. You know?
Exactly.
I'm here. I'm listening.
You're not.
That's what you think, dude. That's like subconscious. Okay.
So let me get subconscious. Tap in.
Drop out. Get in there.
Sarah, what's an impression of your subconscious? What's it kind of sound like? And what is it saying?
It's like this.
Jesus. Nate is screaming silently, standing up. Damn. Put some Linkin Park over that.
Here's my subconscious.
Watch me whip.
Watch me hang.
Nate's subconscious is just mine, 2011.
Wait, dance to this. I keep on nothing in my mouth. of Jews with the Jews. I never, not so much. No, not with you.
I need Kanye to get better, man.
I legit think I could change his mind. I think I would be so fucking Jewish that it would.
He's never met somebody like you before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would be so he thinks he hates Jews. Now,
how much do you hate them?
How much? Kanye much. I think that I would be so Jewish that it would come all the way back around. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're saying, no, I don't.
Like, it would basically be like, you know how the flu shot is like, you give someone basically the flu and they fight it?
You'd turn him Jewish. Give him has Kanye tried having a bar mitzvah, y'all?
Girl.
Come on.
Girl, Kanye, if you're listening to this right now, can't have a bar mitzvah, relax.
Me and Sarah are opposite Jew types.
I'm hairy, he's...
hairless.
I'm neurotic, he's...
special ed.
We should have a buddy sitcom.
Two Jews who have nothing in common.
The odd couple. The Jewish odd couple.
I'm a fast talking loud New Yorker. He's
a fast talking loud New Yorker. I'm a slow thinking southern
hick.
Quiet.
Oh, I have a Jewish stomach. I can't eat anything.
I have an Arabic stomach. I can eat anything in the. I have an amazing palate.
Islamic sometimes stomach. Jack sends me pictures of the food that he has made for himself to eat, and I legit think about sending a SWAT team to his house.
I made a pad thai.
It's alarming.
It'll be like lilac, pale purple ground chicken.
Yeah.
He eats it. No salt. No, Papa.
You're not going to find an ally in Nate on this one.
Yeah, right.
Me and Nate send back and forth like a fucking Slim Jim in a bowl with a bunch of spinach.
Well, Nate is like on like monk time.
Right. It's monk day.
Yeah. You are the homunculus monk.
What's it like to be inside of your brain, Sarah? Is it chaotic?
No. Well, no. Do you remember what I told you last night? I had an amazing plane experience last night. I had a 4-hour plane ride, celebrity lifestyle, fucking on an airplane. Y'all bitches could never. Row 19, coach. I was listening to crazy free jazz on my noise-canceling headphones.
Why did you fly coach? You have so much money.
It just happens sometimes.
All right.
You can't fight
comedians need to be with the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, right.
I need to be with the people coughing on me.
Right.
I was listening to crazy free jazz for 4 hours, literally just sitting and thinking and listening to the free jazz and being like, this is amazing. Because actually what air travel sometimes forces you to do, it's like you are actually in the celestial realm of angels right now. You have, you are forced with a gun to your head. The Wi-Fi don't work. The baby is screaming. Just fucking sit and fucking think for once.
Chill.
Jesus. Chill.
Yeah, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Good God. No, you chill.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're 8 million miles in the air. You're closer to God than you've ever been. Just fucking think. Just sit. Just sit and be thinking. Have some thinking with yourself.
It's called, the kids are doing it actually, and it's called raw dogging a flight.
You've seen it. What is that?
It's where you do no entertainment, no nothing. You just sit there and you stare.
It's like an alpha male thing. Like how long can you just like fucking just nothing? No just entertainment, no free jazz.
I keep on
busting up in it.
I'm alpha and I didn't even know it.
That's alpha. Meanwhile, I'm sigma. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because I get on the air. When I get on an airplane, I begin to work hard.
Mm.
That's where it happens for me.
I actually think that that's like a really interesting thing about you.
You're kidding. Thank you. She's that. Why?
I just think it's interesting.
That's amazing.
I want to say something that you can delete from the podcast. But I'm going to go.
No, please don't make me edit it.
You might have to delete it. We don't go like this.
Do you know that?
What are you going to say?
All right. Well, now it's officially
I just think it's interesting because you used to not like flying.
You can say that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's private.
Whoa, you had a fear of airplanes.
It's private.
Everybody's afraid of airplanes. Your shit up. Airplanes are basically, you know the atom bomb came out of an airplane.
Jack
dude.
Is on the podcast.
Huh?
You don't understand how vulnerable Jack is on the
I've
podcast.
I've told everybody everything there is to know about me. I have a 9-incher. I have a 6-pack. I'm not afraid of whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Me doing the Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
By the way, I legit do that in my stand up. I'll like black out during a show, have no, and wake up the next morning, bruises all over my legs, and be like, "What happened to me last night?" And then I'll see a picture of me on stage, like fully on my hands and knees, like slamming a mic into my butt.
Your set is mostly just spinning mics, like in interesting ways.
I've gotten to a place in the show where I have 3 mics now.
I got 3 mics.
One on my floor, Neil, one on my butt.
What's that called? Neil Brennan style. Yeah, 3 mics. The special.
And if Neil's listening, which he is, I'm coming for your crown, girl. Damn. I'm going to have 4 mics. I just was going to say it's interesting because you used to be afraid of air travel. And it's interesting that your coping mechanism has now, because the airplane, the space, it used to be a space of fear.
Yeah.
And now it's so powerful. You've taken the power back inside the airplane.
Yeah.
You're like, guess fucking what? I'm editing a fucking short film right now on this fucking plane, bitch.
Short films are amazing. Yeah, I do think it's calming. Anybody out there who is a nervous flyer, which I'm literally not anymore. It's crazy. But
not even after all the planes are falling out of the sky.
Honestly,
can I say one thing?
No, it does. It makes me feel better. What?
Ruben McAllister, if you're listening, which you are. I said, when Trump becomes president, planes are going to start falling out of the sky.
No, you did not fucking say that.
Yes, I did. Did I not?
I believe you, dude.
I said this because to me, airplanes falling out of the sky, one of the first signs that civilization is crumbling.
What do you mean there's never been a civilization with airplanes like though? Like in ancient fucking China?
That's just like how I knew it.
Look at how smart that observation was of me.
It feels like maybe it's kind of like in the Moses era, like, you know, kind of the first plagues.
Right.
Do you think that's what took down ancient Egypt is the fucking Boeing? Ancient Boeing?
Well, if you believe that all of human history is happening all at once and there's no past and there's no future, it's all happening at the same time together. So, yes, I do believe that. And at any fucking moment, a Boeing can fall out of the sky and into ancient Egypt because all of time space is
Boeing
flat. Yo, get their ass, dude.
Boeing? Yeah. Oh, that airline. I take them seriously. Psych. Boeing, Boeing, Boeing. Come on.
Disgusting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that they can clip that one. That one's for free. Ooh. That's the sample.
So what do you guys think about me being on this podcast? It's good.
Yeah,
this is an all-timer.
Great collaboration.
No one smiled.
How long has that clip been, Nate?
I think we're ready to say what gave us joy.
Well, it's that simple. We talked about disgusting things. Now it's time to talk about uplifting things.
Yep.
I'll start.
Yo!
All right.
Can I say what this is?
No.
Is it a new fucking cat dog reboot live action with fucking Will Smith?
Holy right, shit.
Yo, cat dog the live action with Steve Buscemi flowing. And Will Smith.
Huh?
Live action cat dog with Steve Buscemi and Will Smith. So ass to ass.
I wasn't allowed, reverse human centipede. I wasn't allowed to watch cat dog as a child because my mom said it was too violent. And then I grew, and I was kind of like, okay, respect. And then I grew up and my mom admitted to me, she just thought the voices were annoying and she didn't want them in the house.
Joy tactics.
So Jack, I'm really wondering what gave you joy this week? This has been an incredible week. We're in Austin, Texas right now.
We're in autism, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Right now, the capital of freedom and fearless
and
woke-free comedy.
Hey.
Yeah. The sick child doing that. All right, let's get you better.
You know what Sarah's doing is like the death. You know, like right before you die, you get a bunch of energy.
What was that joke I wrote for Dan Licata. You know that my favorite, I moonlight as being obsessed with writing jokes for Dan Licata.
Oh, Daniel Cotta.
Dan Licata is the funniest.
He's the funny
another
goat.
Special, great YouTube special to check
okay,
out.
Okay, this is the joke I wrote for Dan for Licata. The okay, so I got top surgery the other day. I surgically attached my girl's mouth to my penis, human centipede style, so now she's always giving me top.
Jesus Christ. That's good. That's
that
a good idea. Even just, you know, consensually.
Okay, well, what gave you joy this week, Jack?
This week I was at the airport, and I'd like to share an experience that was bizarre. In line at security.
Oh, this was crazy.
And a little kid, you know, probably 7 or 8 years old, he just kept saying, "My skin is white. My skin is white. My skin is white." And I was like, what is going on? I can't believe this kid keeps saying this.
Like that,
it was true.
He said it
too. I'll give him that. What?
Like that, he said it, exactly?
Yes, it was no emotion, and it just kept happening at like a strange frequency. And then eventually his mom was like, yes, it is, and everybody has different colored skins as well out there, so let's just stop. Stop saying that, please. So that was a human moment that I saw that was complex, thought-provoking, and unique. And Nate, what gave your monochromatic outfit ass joy tonight? Or this
well,
week,
let's
rather?
See. You know what? Our show was popping.
Ooh.
It was so fun. We did a show at the ballroom in Austin, and the vibes were incredible. Got to meet a ton of people after the show, and everyone was just so nice. We got some gifts from someone. Someone gave us Rotos, because on the last episode, I was like, what is that fucking thing that you put in your eyes? And this really nice fellow gave us 3 packages of Rotos.
What is gifts. That?
It's like these like Altoids for your eyes. Kind
what?
Of. You would love them. You'd freak out.
No, I have a thing about eyeballs.
You can't put...
I,
do you do contact lenses?
I do contact lenses.
But that freaks you out?
It was, ask Jack, one time I couldn't get my contacts out, and I was lying on my floor of my bathroom, sobbing, crying, going, I'm trapped, I'm having a panic attack, I'm trapped, I can't get them out.
This Chicago. Is going to freak you out, but one time I was staying with my friend, and he had a bottle that looked like contact solution, uh-huh. exactly like it,
uh-huh.
and it was
Tabasco
hydrogen
sauce.
Peroxide.
No!
And I put it
no!
in my contacts, and I
no!
just put it in my eye, and I was like, it was the craziest, most painful.
No, really,
and you can't even feel it. You know, your eyes don't have feeling, but it was, yeah.
Your eyes don't have feeling. And yet they cry. Good God, poetry is around us. Jesus.
Before you're like, who are on the internet are you obsessed with? I was going to say Zach D. Films, who makes these like seemingly like AI 3D like animations of like with like a weird AI voiceover that's like, this woman put 25 contacts in her eyes at once and the doctors had to remove them.
Just like brain rot kind of.
Yeah, but like all the videos are like about like a factoid, but and then it's like really grotesque like animations like about a woman like putting 25 contacts in her eyes, or like this man survived a shark shooting him in the ass, you know what I mean, like, or it'll be like this man survived getting run over by a train, and then it'll have like an animation of like his arm coming off or something.
Wow.
This man had the viral Dubai chocolate in his shoe and became an amazing father.
There's going to be a Zach D. Films animation of this podcast episode. These two male podcasters had a woman on who sucked the life out of the room.
No, not at all. Sorry,
yeah, that didn't happen at all, brother.
Sarah, what gave you joy?
What gave me joy this week was when Nate was being the compliment goat to me, even though Jack tried to tear me down and tried to emotionally annihilate and assassinate me, and he tried to make me feel small and less than, and then Nate comes in compliment style and just knows how to talk to a woman and just say the things that she wants to hear and say, hey, you're so interesting. Have you ever thought about having a podcast? Or Sarah, you're just so hilarious and amazing. And oh, so, you know, stuff like that. So I would say Nate gave me joy while
wow.
simultaneously Jack gave gave me pain, and that's kind of the duality of life, isn't it?
Wow.
Right, I'll just say, listen, I'm very sorry if that's how you feel. It's not my intention. I love you so much. You're one of my best friends, and you're one of my best friends, top whatever. And I'm gonna really try and make you feel loved and safe from here on out. Does that sound good? Thanks for listening, everybody. All right, stop recording.
Thank you all so much.
Are you gonna buy a fucking Uber for us today, bro? Like,
was that a good episode?
No.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.